Right on time. Precisely when you said you would be here. That is impressively punctual. You are getting the hang of the forest. Already so sure of how long it takes to get from the border to my little home. And I suppose it is not so little. Please, come in. I am very glad you keep returning. Then I don't want to be presuming. You have your own life outside of these visits, yeah? Not that there would be anything wrong with. I just, you are young and deserve to have a social life. Well, I am glad you enjoy my company, dear boy. But do you not think you should be around more humans? No, I am not trying to get rid of you. No. I don't want you to be missing out on anything. I am more than pleased by your continuous visits. Much more than. Did you enjoy the books I lent you last time? That far through them already? Your passion, excitement for them is infectious. Infectious. Forgive my slip of English. Ah, well, danke. I've had a long time to practice. I learned because, it is a language that is appearing more commonly, not just for humans, but monsters have had their own languages. Not all vampires do not have their own language, you know, but angels, demons. I think that must come from living in such isolation. Not feeling able to mix with humans for such a long time. Only natural, I suppose they would have their own language. Yeah. But this is becoming more common. And I had a lovely teacher. Yeah, that kind of lovely. I had already started learning before. And then being with him messiahs. He was English, so, and don't get me wrong, he tried learning German. It wasn't all on me to learn another language. I find it easier to learn languages, I think, than most. People's brains work differently. Yeah, some find certain methods of learning, teaching, better for them than others. Sadly, not many people are willing to try out different teaching methods. Sort of expect all people to work the same way. This is not true. He had a harder time wrapping his head around. You know, I did not mind. As I say, I'd already lent some. You are giving me good reason to keep practicing, though I was not out of practice before you came. Then, I suppose it is fine. I can trust you, yeah? So far, no mobs with pitchforks have turned up at my door. So, my fledgling, I have been teaching him English. Yeah, I sort of insisted a little. This area is not the safest. There are other things in the forest, and something is brewing. I can feel it. Don't know what, but I thought not just for him to be able to communicate with more people, but also for in case the worst happens, it would be good for him to be able to have another country to move to, I thought. And it has looked out, for I am well practiced for talking to you, yeah? Curious little thing. What, one vampire not good enough for you? It is. Well, he's not shy. It has more been me asking him not to reveal himself. Not shy, so not the most confident, so I feel he is coming more into his own. Is that the right way to say that? But we are not talking about him. You've enjoyed the books, yeah? Do you hope you're not trying to get me off topic? More? Well, certainly, I did say you could borrow what you like. I do not have many in English, as I said, but if you really want to, they are going to waste rotting away here, so I'm glad that you have something to be happy about. So I confess, I do hope you did not come back here just for the books. Oh, the company is not so bad, is that so? You fooled me, dear boy. Nein, schon. Let me see. Are you hanging on to the ones you already have for? No, you can give one back. You are holding the other one, sort of. We don't have to. You enjoy the bestiary. I did not give you a limit of time on it. No buts. You keep it as long as you want. And that way, you always have an excuse to come visit again. Because every week you could stop by, say that you intend on returning the book. I say, oh, I couldn't possibly take it back. Maybe next week I take it back. And on it goes. If you were needing an excuse, not that you do need one. Not posing, no. I invited you in. I said you were more than welcome to come back, so. If I say it is okay, it is okay. You have not caused any trouble. I know I have concerns about anyone outside, and mine and my fledgling's safety, but I do not think you pose a threat. To be honest, even if you wanted to, I think if you wanted to run and tell all the villagers there is a vampire in the woods, you would have already done so. Unless, of course, you plan on raiding me of all my books first. The joke. You cannot expect total trust straight away with me, but I sense good in you. So you hang on to that, okay? I insist. Are you looking to be off right away, or I could have tea, and I actually well, you said you were coming, so I did get some baked goods in for you to eat. Oh, it was no trouble. I want you healthy, yeah? It is good to eat, especially in breads. I miss breads. Well, I could eat, but it wouldn't give me any sustenance. It is not wise for me to. The body is not really supposed to anymore. And besides, if it makes you feel better, I was also asked to pick up snacks for somebody else. I think he has started to make a connection with someone. Of course, I've heard you did not come here to listen to me reminisce. I do not wish to make you sad or pity me or think that I am not moving on. Not willing to move on to someone else. Ever since Messiah's died, I suppose I have become less trusting of people. You are smart. And you can guess what happened. Vampires do not die, do they? They are only killed. And I look at him. I have him sometimes wearing some of Messiah's old clothes. He didn't have much of his own. With him learning English, it reminds me of him. I suppose in a way, maybe that is nice, you know, to feel as though part of him is with me. I don't know. Do we... No, not all vampires regard fledglings as, like, children. No, many turn their partners. So, no, that would make things very weird. But, no, I have no interest in him. That is not why I turned him. He thought being turned would free him. I think it has. I would not have turned him if I had not thought so. Help him get away from... It is not my story to share, but... I don't know, perhaps if Messiah was still alive, we would. Messiah would like him. Yeah. Perhaps we could have considered him a son. You are very sweet to worry about me. To be honest, it has been a long time since anybody worried about me. I am normally worrying about everyone else. Why are you so concerned about me, Shunda Yunga? You stammer. I hope I do not make you uncomfortable. And, like I said, I am. He will always be with me. But I am not against forging new bonds or having a little fun. If there is, in fact, more reasons why you keep coming back here. Oh, that boy. I've told him. You know what? Enough of this sneaking around. He's already teasing me about this. I am not ashamed of you. And he needs to be. Introducing himself back into the world. Come. That is, if you want to meet him. Well, you don't have to. If you wish for us to remain acquaintances, me as a librarian in the woods, okay. But you have been asking about me, my life. There are other places, less dangerous places you could be getting books from. So, I suppose I am asking you if you want in. Into my life, namely. I am not an insecure man. I see the way you look at me. But I need to know what exactly you want. You want to meet him. Because he is important to me. That is a good answer. Okay. Oh, I know he can hear. Would not be surprised if he is trying to eavesdrop. Well, if you will see how quickly he gets here. Clan of Fleet the Mouse. Come here, bitte. I promise, even though he is young, fledgling, he is more than capable of being around a human. You have nothing to fear. In the event anything did happen, I would protect you, yeah? But it won't. Isn't that right, little Rose? I would hope so. Hello. Johan tells me you speak English. I've been learning. I was hoping when he told me about you, you might indulge me in practice? Practicing on you. With you. With you. I would take your hand, but I'm not sure if you feel up to it, and if you, of course, are willing to let him get his mouth so close to you. Oh, you're a brave one. I haven't touched human in a while, is all. But if you are certain, Julian, sorry.
You did fine. See, he's a sweet boy, isn't he, Liebchen?
Liebchen? I'm glad someone has started keeping this old man company. It's about time.
Grateful little.
Are you enjoying him?
Ambrose. I am sorry about him. He is...
No. Don't encourage him. Ambrose. Yeah. He didn't tell you anything about me, did he?
So protective of me.
I would complain, but no one has been protective of me before. You will be safe here, however long you are planning on staying. For the night, maybe.
Tease me all you want. Do you think I cannot smell that hunter of yours hanging around the back door?
He's not my anything, actually. And he is not like other hunters, I'll have you know. He...
Boot on the other foot. Not so fun, is it? I trust your judgment. Does not mean I trust him. Go on, then. We must be keeping you from your little rendezvous.
It is not a... Also, what if I wanted it to be? Perhaps I do want to storm out there and kiss him. I could do it. Why don't you prove you're not all talk with your little human? Poor thing's been hanging around for so long now. Why don't you give them what they came here? What they need. Forgive me. I hope I do not make you uncomfortable. Yeah. Good then. It has been a pleasure meeting you. Don't let him keep you waiting.
Good night, Rosen.
Gute Nacht.
Forgive him. He is young. Full of life, so as much life as a vampire can have.
He teases, but he means well. And he is not wrong. I have very much been thinking of kissing you, dear boy. I had hoped you might make the first move. I did not want you to think that. Well, I am older and more powerful. Physically, Vice, I did not want you to think. You had to do anything. I thought you might feel more at ease if you started things off. But I suppose I did not account for if you were a shy little thing. In which case, I must apologize for keeping you waiting. May I rectify my neglect? Wonderful. Lovely boy, that's what it means. And you are you not? So sweet for keeping such an old man company, coming back to check up on you. How much sweeter can you be? Only it gets so cold here in the night. No, I cannot feel the cold I was attempting to not so subtly ask if you wanted to stay the night. There is no pressure. You can go home, and we can still kiss every week. Or you can go home and still visit. Or you can go home and not come back. I will not be offended. I would miss you, so. You'll stay. Oh, don't worry about if he can hear us. He is preoccupied. Calm. And I can make it so there is no one and nothing else on your